see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program today on this Monday, the 17th of February. We're still here. Welcome. For those just joining us, my name is Thomas Gambell. I'm the host of this program, and here we are. New World Order Fighters was the first. Watchman Crickles was the second. And now we got Watchman for Jesus program, number 3. Satan's been trying to take me down twice now. And I can say that and not skip a beat because that's exactly what happened. And, of course, the regular listeners know about the Watchman Chronicles. And I've explained at Watchman Chronicles what happened in, you know, with the New World Order Fighters program I used to have in Liberty Broadcast, LBN. And now we have our own network where nobody can bother us except maybe if they do the old hacking in and all that other stuff. Whatever. All that exotic, they tried to take me down and all this stuff. They tried to kill me 5 times kind of stuff going on. Oh, Lordy mercy. Anyway, family, God reigns. He is on the throne. He ain't going nowhere. He's going to send his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God incarnated in human flesh. Now resurrected, sitting on the right hand of the Father. He's coming back in a supernatural way. And let me tell you something. It will not be in some kind of silly UFO. Do they have that planned? Oh, yeah. Project Bluebeam. Fallen angels on steroids. Coming down as ascended masters, aliens, Timbuktu, Elmer Fuddites, whatever. They're all going to hell. But Jesus came, died on a cross for every human. And family, you as a human being, you don't have alien or fallen angel DNA or Nephilim DNA. That's more nonsense coming from these controlled opposition to make you doubt. Family, don't even listen to that garbage. Humankind does not have part Nephilim, although they do have beings that's been created, should I say modified, that are walking among you that are Nephilim. But not you. If you still have a conscience left, if you still feel guilty because of something you've done, that's a good thing, because that's God talking to you. And if you had Nephilim blood, Nephilim DNA, God's not going to talk to you. Family, listen. He wiped out. God is serious about this. He's a just God. One lie, one stone candy bar. And my heart says, I'm going to steal it. Nobody's going to see me. I am headed to hell. From then I must repent of that sin. God don't play around. He wiped out an entire world, an earth. The entire earth was wiped out by water and only saved 8 people because they were righteous. Because they followed his way, were obedient. They made mistakes, but they were obedient to him. They repented. Well, in this case, in the flood, the days of the flood, and it was a sacrifice of animals, but they were obedient to him. They made mistakes. David made mistakes. Solomon, Moses, he killed a man. They made mistakes. Noah got drunk. They made mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. But it's when you repent, when you acknowledge it, that's the difference. But when you don't, well, you better start worrying. When you can sin, when you can do these things and not worry about it and seek to do more and not bother you one little bit, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. You see, this is what's going on today. This is not an opinion at all. This is what's happening. Family, when I said the lukewarm, I mean, check it out yourself. Whatever I say, you need to check out everything on your own. People say, well, Tom, what's your sources? Well, here's my sources, but what difference does it make? You need to find out yourself. You see, do your own research. Think on your own feet. Go out there and this broadcast and tomorrow's broadcast, whatever broadcast, and I say a term you don't know while I'm talking, man. Go on in there and plug it in your computer, whatever, and do the research on it while I'm talking. Or keep track of them and say, well, I'm going to catch this guy in something. And fine, go for it, man. And then research it after the program, whatever. Whatever it takes. You get your own knowledge. Stand on your own feet. Don't trust no preacher. Don't trust no rabbi. No pope, no priest, no bishop, no truth teller, no scientist. You trust yourself to seek out the knowledge. Pray to God for discernment and wisdom. You see, you do it. You know, on your own. Experts, you got to be kidding me. When you're a humanist, a Luciferian, and you got a, 150 IQ, you've written 50 books, it means nothing. I mean, just throw the books in the trash. Your IQ means squat, man. It means nothing. Because when your heart is humanism, your heart is Luciferianism, it's dark, it's black, it's away from God, you're going to be biased in your research, in your studies, in your statistics, your experiments, the results of them will be fabricated to make sure it adjusts to the Luciferian agenda. Every public school in America, according to Charles Francis Potter, every public school, I mean every single one, since 1908 until today, from Oregon, Washington, whatever, all the way down to Florida, from Maine, all the way down to southern part of California and in the middle. Every public school, no exception, none, is a school of humanism, controlled by the Freemasonry. Every public school, I got it in quotes, it is confirmed, it's a fact, since 1908. This education system has been so corrupted. And every college and university now, every college and university, literally, I got quotes at the Yin Yang to confirm that every college and every university is in fact a school of humanism and Marxism. And each one, in fact, has a humanist Marxist scholar that oversees the curriculum to ensure that they follow the Marxist humanist manifesto. Or that teacher, I'm not going to teach this anymore because that teacher won't be there the next morning. That's a guarantee. They are fired immediately when they start teaching outside the purview of humanism and Marxism. Can I be more exact than that? They will be out of a job working behind the bar or working behind the McDonald's restaurant or some other business. It won't be in any school. If they do go to another school because somebody knew them, they start the same thing, they are gone, man. Parking place empty. On their way to unemployment and food stamps. Because it's happening. If they've taken a blood oath, they're working in microbiology, they've working in some science, for the government or something or whatever, and they said, I got born again last night. You did, John? Yeah, I got born again. I'm not going to do this anymore. And they've taken up blood oath. They will kill them. You understand this? Or their family. They will murder somebody in their family, or they will kill the individual with a car accident, cancer, some other means. And the evidence is clear. This is not a TV program. This is for real. And they will kill them because they've taken up blood oath. Satan will take that soul. If they become born again, the body may die, but the soul won't. The soul goes to heaven. But if they're not, no matter what good deeds they've done, and they die without being born again, guaranteed their soul is going to hell for an eternity. They ain't no standing before the throne and say, I helped five little old ladies across the street. I gave money over here. Lord, you can't throw away when you're in judgment. It's not going to even count. Except for a better place than hell. And God separates you from his love. You can't imagine. You can't fathom the torment of being pulled away from the love of Jesus, the love of God. This is not something to play with, man. This is not some discussion, debate at college, any of that stuff. This is real, man. This is eternal. Now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast before I get started here. I haven't got started yet. And I had an epiphany I got to give to you. God put in my heart to say something, and I got to say something today. And I'm going to talk about today, though, for the main program, is how feminism and rock and roll has fomented the New World Order. Now, y'all got to know this because it's affected your lives. It affected your parents' lives, your grandparents, all the way back. Has affected the entire nation and Europe. That's where it started in the first place. And going all the way back, it's called the Holy Roman Empire. Yeah, ever heard of that before? I bet you have. It ain't been gone. It's just been, what do you call it? Dormant. But working in the background. We won't talk about that today. Now tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm on RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And when I get on there, I'm going to hit the ground running too. Watchmen for Jesus / Watchmen Chronicles. I used to be Watchmen Chronicles, I said a little while ago. But Watchmen for Jesus program on the Revelation Radio Network. They allow me there once Monday every week, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, know that we're played, our programs and Bible studies are played up at highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, his email, highpointradio@yahoo.com. He has recently decided to expand. He's adding more antennas or towers or whatever, repeater towers. He's going to expand his network. So give him a hand there, y'all up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Also, we're simulcast, they call it, where they, where our Bible studies are broadcast or broadcast at the same time, simulcast, in KBLU Radio, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network also. Now, put on your calendar. You know, I'm a firm believer. If you say put up and shut up or shut up, then I'm a firm believer. I got to add that too to myself. So, tomorrow, I've been honored to be asked to be a guest on Deanna Spagnola's show, Spagnola Speaks, on RBN. She's well known. RBN, a very large audience there. And she asked me last week to be on a program as a guest tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 2. That's what's planned right now. 11 to 1 Central, 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. The subject tomorrow will be the attack on the American veterans. And I suspect that's going to raise a whole bunch of eyebrows. Got a whole bunch of information. So tomorrow ought to be interesting. The first hour, I know that I got to get it out. The last hour, the second hour, is taking phone calls, if you know what I mean. So the first hour, I want to lay out what my research has revealed as far as the attack on American veterans. By the secret societies, Jesuits, Illuminati, against our American veterans, and why and how. And you'll find on my website, watchmenforjesus.com, I've got two preliminary studies I've already done. The Suicide Conspiracy, Part 1, Part 2. I have a page, a Facebook page, Watchmen for Jesus. You all can visit anytime, and schedule's there. And then watchmenforjesus.com is my website. And the timeline I have there, 200-page timeline of the New World Order, you study that and things, that's, you're going to be busy. And so forth. All right. Dedicate the broadcast, family, and let's talk about what's going on. Lord, we thank you today for allowing us to come into your presence, Lord. We allow you, we thank you, Father, that we have this broadcast, we have this network. And Lord, we can continue to broadcast. We can continue to spread the truth. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. Lord, we also thank you, first and foremost, thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice he made so that we may live. We thank you, Father, for the King James Bible, the true Word of God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that keeps us all bound. And Lord, to convict us when we fall away. Lord, for these things, we thank you. Lord, we lift up to you, brethren, and prayers of those around us, Lord. We pray for Tom Listener's dad. He's having hip surgery tomorrow and or today. And, Father, to get him through, to protect his heart, and, Father, to cover him with the blood of Jesus around him. And, Father, to pray that he accepts Jesus Christ, that, Father, this will be a turning point in his life. And, Lord, that all these tragedies, all these threats, these situations, medical issues, and so forth, that they can be used for good to bring the families together and bring people together. And, Father, to show us the mortality that we have, Lord, that we'll seek the face of God and live. Father, we also ask to pray that things are going bad down there in Venezuela. And Lord, we pray that you use these situations there and other places in the world that's breaking out. That, Lord, you'll use these tragedies to bring the light of your Son Jesus to people's eyes and hearts. And Father, there'll be a turnaround. And Father, we pray for the opportunity we have for more broadcasts, more Bible studies, and Father, to use the Holy Spirit to guide us in the right path. We pray, Lord, that you strip down any protection that the Wicca have, that the fallen angels have put over there, that Father, you strip down their protection. And Lord, to expose them to the world, that Father, they may see the truth. And Father, we call upon you to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. That Father, this is a guide to show them the right path. Father, we call upon you to expose the fallen angels and expose the so-called hoax of the ascended masters and aliens. That Father, you expose this for what it really is and the fake and fraud that it is. That Father, you expose the fallen angels and close up the portals, Lord, that they've opened and take down their plans, Father, it be in your will. And Lord, we call upon you to protect the children that are being sought for these sacrifices and all that, Lord, that through the Wiccan and through the Luciferian sacrifices, Father, you protect the children and find them ways to escape. And set up divine appointments, Lord, for our returning veterans, that, Lord, that their minds be turned away from suicide, that you silence those voices in their head that's being put there by technology and microchips and all this other man-made devices, that, Lord, you silence the voices in their head and you destroy the technology, Lord, if that be your will. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, if someone's saying a prayer around you or someone's witness to you and it makes you uncomfortable that they're witnessing or that you just want them to shut up or you just want to, I don't want to talk about this. You better start worrying because you know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit coming at you. Why is it doing that? Holy Spirit's convicting you. Why? Because you're being demonized. If you're possessed, I can't be possessed. How dare you? And I go to church and I give them money. That doesn't matter. Family, you got these folks out there that's playing with those snakes. You got those folks out there drinking poison, firing their bodies up with tortured blowtorch. Yeah, back in Tennessee and Alabama and some of these hill places. Thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. What are these people thinking? You got one preacher out there that's dressed naked in the pulpit. What are people thinking? That's Satan there. And Hagen's Arnold Murray and Herbert Armstrong family, Christian identity, they're so far from Christianity, it's not even, well, Christianity is far from being Christian too. Family, it's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ, not religion. It's about Jesus, not Christianity. Christianity, well, what kind of Christianity you want? What flavor you like? How about that? You can't have different doctrines. The King James Bible tells you what it is. Every other Bible, literally, with evidence, proves that they're corrupt because they don't match King James. What's wrong there? Something's wrong when they're missing verses, changed words, removed verses. New King James Bible fits the feminist homosexual agenda. Now, let me talk about that a minute. Family, I'm not here today to get on a soapbox thing against feminism. I don't get into all that. That's biased. I'm not against homosexuality. It's wrong in the eyes of God. I don't agree with it myself. But, hold on now. And I have to use myself. I can't think of nobody else, so I'm probably the best subject to use. When I was married, I committed adultery in two marriages. I lied. I cheated. I was did some things I wasn't proud of. But then I didn't know. Well, I knew, but I didn't care. Oh, no, I knew, but I didn't care. I was always thinking ahead. How to lie. How to cheat. Well, that's as bad as homosexuality, if not worse. But all sin is bad in the eyes of God. What I did was wrong. So if I'm a Freemason, and I hate homosexuals. Man, those did not call my name. Well, wait a minute now. When you go on those little meetings on the weekends, jester meetings, aren't there a little bit of playing around with the hoochie-coochie girls? How about that? That's just like, you might. What are you talking about homosexuals for? That's adultery, lust. There ain't no difference. It's evil in the eyes of God. And going to church, he ain't going to do you a bit of good when you're there controlling what the preacher speaks. When you're there and you warn him, say, well, preacher, you know, you need to stay with the prayer because you're a 501c3 church. And they tell the government tells the church what to preach, what not to. And Freemasons, they don't like that now. They don't like pointing it out. Just like when Jesus bent down in the sand and when they were going to stone that woman, calling her a harlot. He reached down in the sand, started scribbling something in the sand, made them go away. Thought is there, he's scribbling down their sins, that they could see themselves of what they did. Judging someone's moral behavior, we cannot do. But rebuking what's not in the scripture, and they're saying it, that's not judging. That's pointing it out. Rebuking. Correcting. It's in the scriptures. 1 Timothy talks about it. We got to do that. And that means you got to live straight. And that's what God helps you. He's the guiding light. When you feel guilty, that's a good thing. Because that's God talking to you. That's Him talking to you. That's your Father speaking to you. Well, now, I wanted to talk about today, about how rock and roll, this is a complicated thing, how rock and roll has infiltrated into the, how rock and roll has been used in ways you can't even imagine. And the feminist movement I want to talk about, not as anti-feminism, because I'm a former Marine and macho and all that kind of whatever, I don't know what, all that's done, it just doesn't make any difference. It's about feminism. Has been used as a vehicle to bring about the nation of a country. Now, this is a fact. It's a technique. There's many different strategies they've used. Feminism is just one. It's just one. Now, I can sit here and talk all day, but let's hear someone else talk about it that has firsthand knowledge about it. And they'll lay the groundwork, I do think. Just give an idea. And this is Russo. Russo was a friend of David Rockefeller until he found out what they were really up to. Unfortunately, in this video, they got Alex Jones doing an interview. Of course, he works for the Illuminati. He's part of the truth-telling, controlled opposition to tell you one part of the truth, but not the full truth. They don't talk about the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Zionists. You've got to include the whole ball of wax when you talk about the New World Order. Include everybody. The Roman Illuminati, the Italian German insiders, 13 families, and the outsiders that you all know, the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, the Russell, the DuPonts, and the Reynolds. That's only the outside portico of it, the 13 families outside, just for deniability. And they have their assignments of how they're going to take us down to keep us distracted. As the 13 families talked about Springmeyer, and then John Coleman talks about the insiders, and so forth. Let's talk about everybody that's involved in this agenda. Well, Russo, you know, they can give you cancer, by the way, and it can kill you in 30 days. They can insert it, and you not even know it. This is a fact. The cells that make up cancer is engineered in a laboratory. It always has been. HIV, HPV, the vaccine, it's all a bunch of baloney. There's evidence that's coming out, but now they're telling you that's what it is. But before it was used and they didn't tell you. Well, now they're telling you. However, Russo died some years later of cancer, but he went against the Rockefellers after he found out what feminism was all about. Well, I'm going to let him tell you what it's all about, and then we'll give you details.
Well, one of the things they told me was that he was at the house one night, and we were talking, and he started laughing. He said, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I'm pretty conventional thinking about it at that point. I said, I think it's about women having the right to work, getting equal pay with men, just like they won the right to vote. You know, and he started to laugh. He said, "You're an idiot." And I said, why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you what that was about. We, the Rockefellers, funded that. Funded Women's Lib, you know? And we're the ones who got all over the newspapers and television, the Rockefeller Foundation. He says, and you want to know why? He says, there were two primary reasons. And they were, one reason was, we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age. We can indoctrinate the kids how to think. It breaks up the family. The kids start looking at the state as the family, as the school, as the officials, as their family, not as the parents teaching them. And so those are the two primary reasons for Women's Lib, which I thought up to that point was a noble thing. You know, when I saw their intentions behind it, where they were coming from when they created it, the thought of it, I saw the evil behind what I thought was a noble adventure.
Aaron, did you know that Gloria Steinem, in one of her own books, now admits the CIA funded Miss Magazine?
No, I had no idea about that. Never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to...
CIA funded Miss Magazine?
Funded Miss Magazine with the stated goal of taxing women and breaking up the family.
No kidding. I never heard that. Well, Nick told me. I mean, I know it, but not because I know the CIA was involved in it.
Well, Gloria Steinem was proud of it. Oh, the CIA wanted to help me help women.
No
and,
kidding.
And so they funded it. Yeah, and of course it's divide and conquer.
Okay. Now, to show you more substantiation to that, that was somewhere in the 80s, 90s, maybe early 2000, I don't know when it was exactly, the interview was, but we'll say the year 2000 or so. In 1973, 30-some years before that interview, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor out of Harvard University, of course, a humanist college, fact, like all of them are, Dr. Pierce addressed in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado, 2,000 teachers in 1973. He said the following, I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote. Now you know why they're against homeschooling. Because they can't form it. Their Masonic, humanist manifesto and control the children when you have homeschooling. That's one of the reasons they got rid of the one-room schoolhouse. Because they needed, like a mega churches do today, they needed control to condition the children to respond to a bell, to be led around by the nose, just like Pavlov's dog, in a structured environment where they had control of it. Now, you say, well, that's 1973. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's give you a quote that goes back about 40 years before that. I think that ought to work a little bit. Look to 1946, 48. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, in 1946 to 1948, he was the director. He's even got family members today in the Illuminati. Anyway, Brock Chisholm said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." Unquote. That was 1946. But let's go back further. I'm not done yet. In 1930, that's like 15 years before that, Charles Francis Potter said, Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote, Charles Francis Potter. Just fast forward from 1930 to, well, let's go up to 1987. How's that sound for you? Herbert London of New York University, another Illuminati college, as they all are. 1987, Herbert London said, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades is breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote, Herbert London. 1989, Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist under, what's his face? Oh, yeah, Cigar Clinton. Under Cigar Clinton, another Luciferian like Pat Buchanan and the rest of them, every single one of them. And cousins, too, by the way, of Bush, Dole, Cheney, Romney, Kerry. You know, they're all cousins. And I'm not talking about the different links. I'm talking about bloodline. Yeah, they are. They're cousins. Look it up right now while I'm talking. Well, Georgia Ann Geyer announced that the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers from an estimated can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. Same time period, 1989. Roger Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, said, I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu," and that's, he's talking about here, Marxist and humanist, "menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both the undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Satan's been a busy, busy boy. You see, that's how it works. And you know, even Paul Brandwein, an influential educator, he taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. John Dewey, father of American education, is a humanist. He's even listed or mentioned as a major planner for the extraterrestrial menace. And his quote, I've read you many times. 17. Horace Mann, another humanist, is another father of American education of another level. Ashley Mond, M-O-N-T-A-G-U, said, I quote, or actually she spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, and she stated in 1970 that the American family structure produces mentally ill children, unquote. How about them apples, huh? Now you understand how Satan has infiltrated into every discipline, and they call them ashram rays. Education, philosophy, which is worthless, religion, all religions, science, the arts, harmony, beauty, arts, that's acting, that's singing, dancing, rock and roll, politics, and finance. Seven areas, specifically, with agenda and milestones. Education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, I mentioned, politics and finance. The seven rays, they call them. I mean, this is quantified. This is not, you know, some little collection I made together and here they are. No, this is quantified with milestones, objectives, assigned committees, councils to make sure this happens. But they can only go so far, though. And God puts a stop to it. But he allows them certain latitude, because of the sinful world we live in. So when Jesus Christ comes back for the millennium, you will not have these influences. They will be extinguished. for 1,000 years in the millennium. See, Satan will not be able to influence in the ways he's doing it today. He will be chained. He'll be put away. He'll not be able to tempt the leaders of the country then. He'll not be able to show you billboards and rock and roll and, oh, I hate saying that, and all these other things. Because I used to live in the rock and roll era in the late 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. And I was in the right. Heck, I was, well, when I was 40, I was dancing around like a teenager. I mean, hey, baby, I fell back a few times. I've been there, the rock and roll. But I got to tell you the truth. I can't lie about it. I can't just avoid it. Was I involved? Yeah, I was. I'm no different than anybody. I was involved in it, drinking. And even when after I was born again in 83, I fell away 2-3 times. I've always been stubborn. I'm just a stubborn individual. That's my nature. However, I'm not stubborn against God anymore. Mankind, I am. Family, this is the reality. We don't like hearing this. I don't like saying it sometimes because it puts me on conviction. But I got to say it anyway. You see, this is what's going on. And boy, we're coming to a fine line here. And I'll tell you why. Because I see where they are, the Illuminati, at the highest level. And the Luciferians that control the world today, they're the ones using their controlled opposition to tell you the truth, but only to a certain level. But they're required to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Because God tells you what's going to happen before it happens. He requires his prophets to do that. That's where you get prophecy out of the Bible. He'll tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Well, they're no different. They have to. Only problem is they do it in such a way that it's not believable to the person who don't study it, research it, or depend on the Holy Spirit. They do it in such a way like in fictional novels or TV, movies, other ways to distract. See, rock and roll is on the top of the list. Education is on the top of the list. Using principles of education was what they brought in rock and roll for. You say, what? Let me explain. The songs, Groovy Man, Tom, what? Wrong era. Oh, okay. Hip hop, still wrong era. Okay, whatever. You got my point. Are nothing more than teaching poems. What's God got in the Bible? Proverbs, Psalms. Those are songs. Songs teach you. Now you add music to it that put your mind somewhere else in distraction, and then the words come in, the words go into your head, and they stay there. That's what some of the Christian rock is all about. Not all Christian rock, but a lot of it. Amy Graham, all these others, some of the others, they're into the Illuminati. Look on their albums. You'll see satanic signs they give. The Illuminati, the triangle, the OK sign is 666. The fingers up like peace, that's power of 5, means death. People, you know, knowing these symbols and signs, I do, of course, I teach on that, but not today. But that's what it's for. It's subliminal. They do it in subtle ways. Subconscious teaching. Music is powerful. The words added to it, has to do with frequency, wave vibration. And the music puts you in a state, a hypnotic state. Hence the word groovy comes from. Yeah. Not to downplay it, but it's very serious. The words we use back in the 60s and 70s, 80s, that whatever, the clothing, the drugs, the words, the catchphrases, family, listen. And while I'm talking, you can look it up as I'm talking, was created by experts in sociology and psychology working for the Illuminati at Tavistock, a behavioral think tank. Tavistock is worldwide. Tavistock designs cultures. You understand what I'm saying here? It designed our culture of the 60s. They designed it beginning in 1940 to 1950s. So by the mid of 1950s and 60s, early 60s, late 50s, they were ready to change our culture. Now, when not only the attack on the American veterans began in 1950, but also the attack on the education system and the attack of the families with the feminist movement began in the 1950s. Who is it set up by? Tavistock. What do you mean, Tavistock? Well, I'll tell you, Tavistock. Just to give you a small taste of Tavistock. Tavistock is a behavioral think tank under the Illuminati Royal Institute for International Affairs. And that is exactly sister to the Council of Foreign Relations in the United States. It's sister, sister. Brother, brother. Evil, evil. Do the people in the CFR know this? A lot of them down below don't. They don't know what they're working for. They have no idea. That's why they want to put down conspiracy theory and all this, so they'll never figure it out. It works. Well, here I'm going to give you kind of an idea about Tavistock very quickly, because that has a lot to do with the rock and roll I'm going to talk about here shortly. I'll give you some idea. Hold on a minute. You've got in Tavistock, which was created in 1921 and then quantified in 1940s. 1921, it was like a think tank. In the 1940s, it got in more detail, more connected. Here we go. Tavistock includes the Institute for Policy Studies, IPS, 1963. MIT, National Training Laboratories, Heritage Foundation, Wharton School of Economics, University of Pennsylvania, Hudson Institute, Brookings Institute. Kissinger is linked up to Tavistock because he's head of what's called the Star Group. 5 points on the star, the pentagram. The Star Group includes worldwide insurance protocols, banking protocols. That's your bankers, one little part under Kissinger. People say, oh, I told you it's the Jews, those Jews, man. Kissinger's a Jew, but Kissinger's only one small part. It's a Roman Catholic. It is the Roman and Italian Illuminati insiders that's leading this thing. Zionists, they got their own little agenda, but they can't do anything more than what they're allowed by Satan. Kissinger controls protocol, insurance worldwide, banking, real estate protocol, high tech, like cybernetics, HARP, communications, etc. That's where you get mind control. That's where you get weather control. Now you got it. And entertainment. And Hollywood and rock and roll is entertainment. That's the Star Group, 5 points he controls under Tavistock. He answers to. Tavistock answers to the Royal Institute of International Affairs. The Royal Institute of International Affairs is a sitting member of the Round Table. The Round Table includes the Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, I said, and the Gorbachev Foundation. And they're sitting members, and they determine the completed agenda items for the Humanist Manifesto, and they answer to the Committee of the 300. The Committee of the 300 is a bloodline Illuminati families that's led by Lucifer. When he is manifested into these meetings, you understand this, or channeled. Now, other, real quick, Rand Corporation, named after Ayn Rand, who Ron Paul loves Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand is a witch and a communist. And she came up with the playbook for the Illuminati called Atlas Shrugged in fictional form. But it's the actual textbook RAND Corporation, CIA, MK Ultra. University of Rochester is underneath that, MK Ultra, and 85 other universities in the United States. Where else can you find college students going to be controlled by the Illuminati? And they look for the best. University of Wisconsin, Stanford Research Institute, Harvard Psychiatric Clinic, Social Psychiatry, Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies, Institute for Social Research, and every major college university answers to these. You sort of getting the scope of this? Any idea how deep this goes on this earth? But they lose. Right now, we got to deal with them. You see? Well, let me give you an idea here. And here is, it's kind of maybe hard to hear, but we'll see how this works. I got an interview leading up to the rock and roll presentation. Now, the feminist movement, oh yeah, the feminist movement is one part of it, a small part of it, that's made major, major steps to take down this country. And the women in it don't know this. They don't know it. They have no idea. The real purpose of feminism is described as the residual effects of what they described. And according to evidence, the purpose of feminism, funded by the Rockefellers, was solely to divide the families, to destroy the country, and bring it into a new world order. And Rockefellers funded feminism for this very reason. Now, what they describe in feminism, and these doctors and sociologists and all this on TV and all this, all they're telling you about is the residual effects of it, but not the real purpose of it. And you know, they might not even know. See, during the 1970s, it's really, really heavy, but that's when they hit it really hard. But first they had to put the women in bondage. So they'd want to be free, and that's exactly what they did. Just like they did the blacks. Just like they did the whites, and they didn't tell the whites till later. To destroy a nation, you have to first destroy the family. So they isolate. How do we destroy the family? Now, we used them in World War I, World War II, 1945. How do we destroy the family to bring it to a new world order and get the children we can educate them? How do we do? So they set forth with their engineers, sociology, psychology, and all this, to determine methods to do it. And all I can do is just touch a part of it, a small part of it. Now, Lenin, who was a student of Adam Weishaupt, going all the way back, I mean, not a direct student, but he was a student of humanism and Marxism, said to destroy a country, you have to destroy the family. This has always been a strategy. There's no way around it. You know, I don't have a position either way politically. I'm just telling you what they use. That's all I'm doing. And how they've used it. Now, the women in it see the bondage they've been put in and want freedom. I want freedom. And that's what they want them to want. And they give it to them. Follows an 8-step program. 8 steps, man. They got this so down pat. Vladimir Lenin, quote, destroy the family, you destroy the country, unquote. He knew it back in 1904. You see, marriage and family was the first covenant relationship established by God with man. The first wedding took place in the Garden of Eden. It started with Adam, and then it culminated into God formed Eve from Adam's rib, his DNA. That's why the rib thing. Otherwise, you'd say, well, God created Adam, and there's Eve, for nothing. No, he took a rib, because it was his DNA he wanted to make Eve out of. Then joined the two and gave them instructions for the roles of marriage. So from the beginning of man's existence, the family unit has been the most stable and the important structure of all time. They needed that in World War I and World War II, to foment a family structure so they could galvanize the country into patriotism, an idol. It worked perfectly. That's what they wanted. They wanted that family structure. After World War II was over, now they're looking toward World War III, the final war, and they had no idea when it was going to take place. They had to prepare. Then the countries, notice I say plural countries, United States especially, to take it down. They build us up to be the pit bull dog, to collect debt, World War I, World War II, oh yeah. Lusitania was a false flag. Sinking of the Maine was a false flag. Pearl Harbor was a false flag planned by FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite 1925-28. Planned by our own people. Oh, this is, I got evidence out the yin-yang. There's no question about that. I don't have time to show it right now. I don't have the time to do it. But a number of socialists and communists have often said that destroy a nation, first destroy the family. It's very important. And is the foundation for many of our morals and character, because the wife teaches, the man goes to work. He provides a discipline. That's the way it's supposed to work. It defines men, women, boys, and girls. It teaches them values, lessons that will shape the rest of their lives. That's how it works. The past 60 years, the family structure in America has been attacked and eroded by design. The number of fatherless homes is epidemic by design. Number of homes with the unwed couples are, it's a problem in them. Not all of them, but a lot of them. The biblical role of the father as being a spiritual head of the house has been effectively destroyed by constant belittling and ridicule seen on primetime TV. Father knows best has been replaced by mother and daughter know best and dad's an idiot. How about the TV programs? You see what they did? Father knows best. You think if I wanted to start an adventure and propose a new program to Hollywood, I say, well, what's your idea, Tom? I say, well, my idea, I'm going to have an up-to-date Father Knows Best. That's really going to go over. Yeah, they'll give me a penny just to leave and to get the security, get him out of here. And they thought I'd done, they'd call the men in white suits and lost my mind. Father Knows Best in a program today? You got to be kidding me. Leave it to Beaver? Oh, sleep is so boring. You see what I mean? Instead, you got Dr. Phil. You got these other, and you know what Dr. Phil and Oprah and Judge Judy and all these others is to show you, this is the purpose of it, to show you the sickness of our society on TV. That's what they're for. And Murray, the Maury, whatever, all that, that's all acting. You see, they want you to see it. How about in football, professional football? Who's highlighted today? Not like in the 60s, remember? When you had Unitas and all those, they had to play that role. You know, of you know, a man tell the truth and all that. Now what is it today? You've got doing the dancing out and the touchdown and bad sportsmanship. That's highlighted, isn't it? That's what's going on today. That's the purpose of it. Then the programs, notice they started changing to eliminate the family. This is designed. It's not just a trend. This is quantified. Courts are changing. You've got on Facebook a gender, 58 different gender that you can decide what you are. 58 of them, a list of them. I can't even go over them all. 58 different genders. Whatever happened to man and woman? Male, female, the two? Well, not anymore. You got 58. Whoa. Family is a feminist movement. I got more on it, but I may talk about it again tomorrow some more about the feminist movement as it relates to some other issues. I used to do 3-hour broadcasting, but got down to 2. But I got a whole lot more to talk about feminism. But you got the main idea about feminism. I'm not against feminists. They're just like all the rest of us. They want to live. Everybody's got a move of something, you know, but I'm telling you what they're doing to us. What they've done. And they're based on Luciferian agenda. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Illuminati. the utopians must destroy the family. The route that Karl Marx, he plagiarized the Communist Manifesto from a document written by Clinton Roosevelt in 1841, laid the groundwork. Clinton Roosevelt wrote The Science of Government, founded on natural law. He plagiarized Adam Weishaupt's plan for world revolutionary movement, 1776. Marx advocated, as he was taught, to usher in the nirvana, supposedly reached a eradication of private property, would destroy the family, and taking the part root and branch, the abolition of the family. See, they don't know this. They don't understand that they're being used because of their being under subjugation was done on purpose so they'd want liberty. And they said, now they want it? Yeah, they do. Okay, let's give it to them. And that was used by funding by the Rockefellers of the feminist movement. It was only one way. And this is, these are facts, I'm telling you. The next is rock and roll. Now, I'm going to let someone else speak for a while that's been involved in it and knows a lot about it, John Coleman, who's, I know, is part of the controlled opposition, but he's told to tell the truth, and he does. On interview. Now, the interview may be difficult here. I don't know. I haven't. We'll see. But he lays the groundwork, and then we'll talk about let the stars themselves, in their own words, confirm what I'm talking about. We'll go into so far with that. So y'all understand then about the women's liberation movement, and you do your own research on that. Some of you may not like what I'm saying, but I can't help that. So what you need to do is your own research, and you can deny it if you want to. But it ain't going to change a thing. Until you find out. So then what wants to do? What do you want me to do then? Well, you know what to stay away from. You know how to counter it. Okay, now, here we go with John Coleman. He talks about the Beatles. Oh, I hate doing it because I always lived up with the Beatles when I was a teenager, young kid. It's a hard day's night. Oh, many a time. Anyway, but he'll explain in more detail. Here we go.
One of the things you talked about the other day was the Beatles. Well, the Beatles were the creation of the Tavistock Institute. And you know, you have to go back to your college days on the writings of Aristotle. And I made a note this morning of, before I came on this program, of what he said about music and its influence on politics. He said, emotions of any kind are produced by melody and rhythm. Therefore, by music, a man becomes accustomed to feeling the right emotions. Music has the power to form character. And the various kinds of music based on the various modes may be distinguished by their effect on character. One example, working in the direction of melancholy, another in the direction of effeminacy, one encouragement, abandonment, another self-control, another enthusiasm, and so on through the series. And what I discovered was that the actual Tavistock Institute took this up, this theme. And they said, we are going to put this into practice. And well before Theodore Adorno was the creator of the DH group, and it was arrived in England, he was already well known to Tavistock. And he was offered a facility at Scotland at Gordonton School, where the royalty were educated. And as soon as he landed in, he had to flee Germany because he was tinkering with the minds of children through music. And he was known as the Karl Marx of music, and his theoretical music of composing music was adapted from another musical radical, a guy called Alban Berg, who had challenged the tonality of contemporary traditional music sounds. And Adorno claimed he was on a higher awareness where every music work he composed, he said, was likely to be difficult to understand and shock people. And he called his sound, I think he said, was corrosive and unacceptable. And he adapted it from a strange music that was produced by a cult called the Cult of Dionysus. And they devised a 12-note system, which was a new form of sound. And he said this sound was corrosive unacceptability. to what he called the commercially defined sensibilities of the middle class. And his own words, he said that his music was stylish, I think he said old fashioned. And he said, this is what I'm going to try and do. And then he started writing all these songs in these things in the 12 eternal system. How he got hold of the Beatles, I'm not too sure about that. But I did go over to Germany and I found out where these people had been operating. And to understand the Beatle music, one has to understand why Adorno championed new music, as he called it. And it really sprang from his belief that the what he called the bourgeoisie did not want music that makes them on the senses think, nothing that would bother them or make them think. And of course the Tavistock New Science scientists said that's exactly what they needed. They needed this new music that they could kick around like a football and then pass on to mass audiences, which would involve themselves in this new musical experience, a sort of fundamental revolution that would affect millions of the masses who are generally known to have only a very shallow experience in music. And thus was born a whole set of uncomfortable music, as he called it, Adorno's term, based on the 12 atonal system. And that he composed especially for the Beatles. And people wonder why they were called the Beatles. Well, he took this from the scarab beetle, which is an ancient Egyptian symbol. And the scarab beetle, was what inspired them to call the Tavistock New Science scientists to call them, this group, the Beatles. It wasn't just a name chosen out of the future. And he also worked on voodoo drumming, which was quite a complex subject. He said it's not simple, but consists of complex patterns that affect the mind. And of course, the Beatle music didn't come anywhere near close to achieving such a state when it was first introduced. But it regressed, and as we know, later groups came out of England, all out from the same stable, and their music became absolutely rock brutal. I mean, rock music today is brutal. It brutalizes the mind and desensitizes the sensitive. There's a continuous broken meteor played over a repetitive beat with the left hand and increasing in tempo, and then, of course, it's been proved over and over to have a hysterical effect on the mind and the body and on the whole body organs. And that's precisely what Tavistock wanted to happen. But they did it just a little bit at a time. They brought the Beatles in and gave a gradual introduction as to what to follow. And you know, we have some of the worst stuff come out of England.
Well,
I go to the Rolling Stones and even.
I'm just wondering whether that brutality, which I would affix almost nearly completely today to rap music, after going through
rap music evolved from rock and roll music,
right? But I think there definitely is.
Of course, what they wanted was they used the Beatles as for a proliferation of the drug usage amongst the American youth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the cover words in the song, the Beatles song, was "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds," that stands for LSD. And the yellow submarine was signified a particular type of get high drug. It was like a yellow submarine in shape. And these were all cut words which became known to the teenagers at the time.
Well, then let me ask you, because, I mean, John Lennon has denied LSD meant that. That's another thing. What I'm curious about, too, is if obviously the Beatles were a construct of Tavistock, they obviously knew things. And I'm just wondering, if Lennon is assassinated, which I think he was, I think that's an MKUltra classic hit, was he about to say something? I mean, was he about to give it away?
Yeah, he was.
Ah.
He was about to blow the whistle. That's exactly.
That is true.
He got absolutely sick of the whole thing, and he was about to blow the whistle.
But do you agree that is a Manchurian candidate set up?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Beatles, you understand, they're part of the integral part of the Aquarian conspiracy, which sprang from a fated paper done at Stanford University under the aegis of Tavistock called The Changing Images of Man. The Beatles, it's not a spontaneous rebellion by youth against old social systems. It was a carefully crafted plot by Tavistock which of course they were careful not to identify themselves, to introduce a highly destructive and divisive element into a large population group targeted for changes against its will. And new words and phrases were prepared by Tavistock, and social scientists were introduced to America along with new music, such as rock and teenager and cool and discovered and pop music. And these were a lexicon of disguised code words, sickness, and signifying acceptance of drugs. Codex was inserted into the Beatles songs, as I've told you, Lucy in the Sky, Diamonds, and so on and so forth. And the word teenager, by the way, was unknown just before the Beatles arrived on the world stage. Never been heard before. All these were created, along with the music, they created a whole lexicon as well.
Can I ask you, though, I wonder what George Martin's role was in all this, and you may not know, but was he the acceptable personage out there who could...
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right. Also, I want to run something by you. I had told you that I got in touch with a researcher who has done work on Adorno. He clearly is just not a usual composer. He's very much involved with, I think, the psychology and sociology of music.
Of course.
Now, I'm just going to throw a line out from another researcher, not the one that I wanted to speak to, but somebody to which this individual referred someone else. I'm going to just ask you about this line. This is kind of cryptic. We may not have the time to go into it, but let me just do it since you're here, Doctor. And that is, specifically, I'm wondering whether Adorno or others in the Frankfurter School, I guess that is, ever articulated a free speech theory in these terms, possibly in the specific context of an anti-fascist program.
Not of an anti-fascist program, no. They didn't.
Was Adorno chased out of Germany because he was an anti-fascist?
He was chased out of Germany because he was tinkering with children's minds.
Okay.
Through music. And he was promoting socialism, which was a very taboo subject for Germany. Being close to communism, the Germans equated socialism with communism. That's why he was chased out of Germany. He was actually tinkering with the minds of children through music. He got on to him pretty quickly, and he was chased out of Germany, and he was given sanctuary by the British royal family, and he was put up at Gordon's School, which, as you probably know, was where Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and Prince Charles, and all the British white lawyers get educated.
As Tavistock was to the British, what we call the British Second Invasion with music.
Oh, absolutely.
It was
defended every inch of the way. And Ed Sullivan was instructed to go out and gather as many teenagers, the preponderance of girls if possible, young girls. They were paid $20 each and bussed out to the airport in New York. And they started swooning and crying and going mad when the Beatles... They'd never even heard the Beatles' music. Not been played in America.
Yeah. Last question, and as Tavistock was to the invasion by the Brits, what about Stanford Research Institute, perhaps?
That's part of it.
And rock and roll here.
It is under control of Tavistock.
Right.
And I name all these institutions that are controlled by Tavistock in the United States, and it's a pretty formidable list. And I would recommend that if anybody really wants to know more about the subject, not because I've written the book, but it's the only book I know of that really lists all these organizations. That's the fourth edition of my book.
Whoa, caught me. Well, there you go. That's from the guy that knows it, and he is required to tell us the truth. Whether he's on our side, a controlled opposition, MI5, MI6, member, whatever, he's still required to tell the truth. But the bottom line is they failed. They succeeded in disrupting the culture of the world, but they failed at the cross of Calvary. You understand this? They will not win. They will not win. Jesus Christ will come back. This is a Luciferian agenda. It's not Jew, not Muslim, not even secret societies, not even Illuminati. This is Luciferian using all these we're talking about right now, and he's using the lust they have, desire, the worldly goods and everything else and power to keep them in tab and to keep them dumbed down. They don't know their end, obviously. If they would, they would get out of there. Well, actually, some have gotten out of there, but they've been killed on this earth. And Todd, Bill Cooper, Russo, Senator Schaefer, Pat Tillman, murdered by the Illuminati, for all told. Now, you also are getting an idea how this really works on this earth, the real life, how this world really is organized and orchestrated and handled. Well, let's let the... Now, I may go into about 6:15 today. I don't know. We'll see. But let's go on now to the next step and let them tell you about it. And I'll try to manage this the best I can here. But this is another video that is going to describe to you. Here we go. When it gets started here, I'm going to have to talk a little bit and then a little bit with this video. But let them, let you hear it from their own words, how they've done this. The singers and dancers themselves. Here we go. When it picks up here, family, this is one of the most important broadcasts I've done, because family, what you do is pray against it and stay away from it. And understand people, know how to witness to others. That's what you use it for. You see? And the musicians are powerful influences in our country. And they have signed their names over and sold out to Satan, literally. And if one listens to the wrong kind of music, he will become the wrong kind of person. Aristotle, who was an avatar.
Positions emit low vibrations of evil and destruction, which are forced upon our youth by the music industry. One does not have to be a genius to understand what effect this has on young people's minds and their way of seeing things. Music is very powerful, and used in a wrong way, it can change a whole generation in a way that may have catastrophic consequences. With morals and ethics gone, what remains is anarchy and chaos. The desired state the Illuminati wants the world to be in before the takeover. By making rebels out of our teenagers and have them go against their parents, the Illuminati is trying to dissolve the family unit, which is a very strong bond. As long as families stick together and the parents teach their children morals and ethics, the elite will have a very hard time to control us. And they know it. David Bowie in Rolling Stone magazine, 12, 1976, stunned the music world when he stated rock has always been the devil's music. I believe rock and roll is dangerous. I feel we're only heralding something even darker than ourselves. Rocker Frank Zappa, who discovered the awful truth December 4, 1993, the second he died, proudly boasted, "I'm the devil's advocate. We have our own worshippers who are called groupies. Girls will give their bodies to musicians as you would give a sacrifice to a god." Peter's Brothers, What About Christian Rock, pages 17. The supergroup, Metallica, in the song Jump in the Fire, commands young people to jump into hell. "Follow me now, my child, do just as I say. Jump by your will or be taken by force, I'll get you either way. So reach down, grab my hand, walk with me through the land. Come home where you belong, so jump in the fire." In the cover song, The Prince, Metallica openly sing, "Angel from below, I wish to sell my soul, devil take my soul, with diamonds you repay, I don't care for heaven, so don't you look for me to cry, and I will burn in hell from the day I die." "Hopefully, I'll be remembered as the person who brought an end to Christianity." Spin, August 1996, pages 34. Manson, an ordained reverend in the Church of Satan, which is nothing more than a false representation of Satanism. It's just a way to recruit teenagers into the occult. Manson mutilates himself on stage, rips up the Holy Bible, and spews blasphemies against the Lord Jesus Christ. Manson's t-shirts declare, kill your parents. Manson claims his album Antichrist Superstar came via supernatural inspiration. I heard this album is finished. I heard it in dreams. It was like the revelations of John the Baptist or something. Huh. October 1996, pages 34. Manson's hope for Antichrist Superstar. Every time people listen to this new album, maybe God will be destroyed in their heads. Huh. October 1996, pages 37. Manson's blasphemy is not just an act. Manson readily admits there's more to the show than meets the eye. I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do. This isn't just about shock value, that's just there to lure the people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message. Hit Parader, October 1996, pages 28. Manson admits his childhood longing for Satan. My mom used to tell me when I was a kid, if you curse at nighttime, the devil's going to come to you when you're sleeping. I used to get excited because I really wanted it to happen. I wanted it. I wanted it more than anything. Rolling Stone, January 23, 1997, pages 82. The band Twisted Sister sings, Burn in Hell. Welcome to the abandoned land. Come on in, child, take my hand. Here there's no work or play, only one bill to pay. There's just five words to say as you go down, 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 you're gonna burn in hell. Bon Jovi sings in Homebound Train. When I was just a boy, the devil took my hand, took me from my home, he made me a man. I'm going down, 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 down on a homebound train.
Richard Sambar is going to sing a song from the album New Jersey called Homebound Train.
Smash Hits Magazine, Bon Jovi's I Kill My Mother for Rock and Roll. I Would Sell My Soul. One of the most popular metal bands in rock history is Slayer. Slayer sings of themselves in the song Show No Mercy as warriors from the gates of hell, in Lord Satan we trust. Slayer's albums sell in the millions. And song after song is a praise to Satan. Their song Hell Awaits says, Jesus knows your soul cannot be saved, crucify the so-called Lord, he soon shall fall to me, your souls are damned, your God has fell to slave for me eternally, hell awaits. One of the top songs of the 70s was Hotel California by the Eagles. Most people have no idea the song refers to the Church of Satan, which happens to be located in a converted hotel on California Street. On the inside album cover, looking down on the festivities, is Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible. People say, the Eagles aren't serious, they're just selling records. That's what you think. The Eagles manager, Larry Salter, admitted in the Waco Tribune-Herald, February 28, 1982, that the Eagles were involved with the Church of Satan. Not surprisingly, one of the Eagles' songs is titled Have a Good Day in Hell. The group Kiss leaped on stage as rock and roll demons, spitting blood, breathing fire and screaming God of Rock and Roll, we'll steal your virgin soul. In their song God of Thunder, they command young people to kneel before Satan. I'm Lord of the Wasteland, a modern-day man of steel. I gather darkness to please me and I command you to kneel. Before, the God of Thunder, the God of Rock and Roll, I'll heal your virgin soul. Peter Criss, the drummer for Kiss, said in a TV Guide interview, I find myself evil. I believe in the devil as much as God. You can use either one to get things done. One of the most popular groups in rock is AC/DC. In the song, Hell's Bells, they sing, I got my bell, I'm gonna take you to hell, I'm gonna get you, Satan get you. Their song Highway to Hell they sing, Hey Satan paying my dues, playing in a rockin' band, Hey mama look at me, I'm on the way to the promised land, I'm on the highway to hell. Angus Young, lead guitarist for AC/DC, is called the Guitar Demon. And he admitted that something takes control of the band during their concerts. It's like I'm on automatic. By the time we're halfway through the first number, someone else is steering me. I'm just along for the ride. I become possessed when I get on stage. Hit Parader, July 1985, pages 60. The demonic Led Zeppelin, guitarist Jimmy Page of Zeppelin is a devout follower of Satanist, Aleister Crowley, who proclaimed himself as the Beast 666. In 1971, guitarist Jimmy Page bought Crowley's Bullskene house on the shore of Loch Ness where Crowley practiced his hellish, satanic sex magic rituals, including human sacrifices. Jimmy Page opened a bookshop venture for occult books called Equinox at 4, on Holland Street, in Kensington, London. The Led Zeppelin song, Stairway to Heaven, played backwards can be heard to say My Sweet Satan. The one will be set who makes me set whose power is Satan. Forward the lyrics say, Yes, there are two paths you can go by. But in the long run there's still time to change the road you're on. Listen for yourself, and you be the judge. The song has not been altered in any way. If you think this is just a hoax, then try it for yourself. The group Suicidal Tendencies, whose songs glorify suicide and have been linked to teen suicides, reveal a frightening truth in the song Possessed. I'm a prisoner of a demon, it stays with me wherever I go, I can break away from its hold, this must be my punishment for selling my soul. The song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones is the official anthem for the Church of Satan. In it, Lucifer speaks in the first person and asks sympathy for all who meet him. Lead singer, Mick Jagger claims that Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible, helped inspire their music. Their album titled, Their Satanic Majesty's Request, leaves no doubt to their allegiance. The more I research the history of rock and roll, the more I am shocked as to just how satanic the whole industry is. Few people would think of the Beach Boys as being involved with witchcraft, but as you will learn in this video, they certainly were. We were doing witchcraft, trying to make witchcraft music. Brian Wilson quoted in Nick Kent's The Dark Stuff, pages 27. As with many other rockers, Santana admits that there is a spiritual entity behind his music. Santana claims that he has had contact with the dead spirit of Jimi Hendrix. Santana claims that his first initiation into the spiritual world took place when he first ingested the illegal drug LSD in the 90s. Other musicians, such as Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, claim to have experienced type of spirit control. Santana claims that while he played Woodstock, the mecca of rock and roll, his guitar became a serpent before his eyes and inspired the way he played, which has made him famous as a rock guitarist. Santana admits that his success is tied to a spiritual entity, Metatron. Thus, Santana is of the devil. Through meditation, Santana said in Rolling Stone magazine, March 16, 2000, pages 41, the demonic spirits tell him what to write for his lyrics and music. You meditate and you got the candles, you got the incense and you've been chanting, and all of a sudden you hear this voice. Write this down. In his autobiography The Dogfather, Snoop Dogg says the devil came to him to make a deal that he would be rich and famous in exchange for his soul. Accepted the devil's offer, by his own words, and identifies at the point at which Calvin Brodus dies Snoop Dogg was born. Ozzy Osbourne was a high school dropout and juvenile delinquent who spent time in prison for theft before he made his deal with the devil. Osbourne claims that he was drawn to Satan from the time of his childhood. I've always had this thing about Satan from the time I was small. The devil is within us all the time. Circus, August 26, 1980, pages 26. Sadly, Ozzy sought to find acceptance and success by opening himself up to dark satanic powers that are always seeking to exploit willing and open mediums. Ozzy would admit at the pinnacle of his success with Black Sabbath that he believed he was a medium for forces greater than himself who had given him such fame and accomplishment. Ozzy stated, I don't know if I'm a medium for some outdoors. Whatever it is, frankly, I hope it's not what I think, Satan. Hit Parader, February 1975, pages 24. The spirit behind most secular music is satanic. Many artists have admitted to selling their souls to Satan for fame and fortune. Many artists have also admitted themselves to channeling or being a conduit for evil spirits to create or perform their music. Remember, these are the artists saying themselves and the people around them that have said they are possessed or feel like the music is channeled through them. Tori Amos said, I think music comes through dimensions. It's arrogant if you can create me on your own. There's a co-creation going on. I don't know with whom, but there is this well that we all tap into. She once said, I wanted to marry Lucifer. I don't consider Lucifer an evil force. I feel his presence with his music. I feel like he comes and sits on my piano. She even made a song dedicated to Lucifer. In the following performance, this should pretty much say it all. currently gets her music from demons. She said herself that she has the spirit of her dead aunt living inside her, which is really a demon, and that the spirit of Alexander McQueen wrote a song for her called Judas, where I presume she expresses sympathy for Judas who betrayed Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. She also says she bought a Ghostbuster machine worth thousands of dollars because she said she is convinced evil spirits are haunting her. She also expressed that she had terrible nightmares with occult imagery, but she would use it as inspiration for her stage acts, which would consist of a mock self-sacrifice and hanging by noose. Satan is obviously using Gog for his agenda among the masses.
I have no relation to the lyrical content of my music.
You do.
Sometimes they don't want to, and they're, you know, Gaga, we can't get, you know, the frequency is weird, and, you know, it's sounding a little bit strange. And I'm like, if you don't get this right now, I swear to Lucifer, I'm going to, you know, I get a little bit mad.
John Lennon is believed to have sold his soul or made a deal with the devil. In fact, he said it himself. There is even a book about it called The Lennon Prophecy. The Beatles channeled evil spirits as those in his inner circle revealed. John Lennon once said, "When the real music comes to me, it has nothing to do with cause. I'm just a channel. It's given to me and I transcribe it like a channel." He once referred to himself as a hollow temple in which the spirits would inhabit him, then leave to be inhabited by another. When asked why the Beatles were so successful, he said himself, "I sold my soul to the devil." Kurt Cobain did say his life's goal was to get stoned and worship Satan. Kurt Cobain was obsessed with Satanist Anton LaVey. Cobain even wanted LaVey to record a song with him. Cobain was known to desecrate churches by writing "God is gay" and other blasphemies. It was reported that he was involved in witchcraft. Indeed, he did channel demons, as Cobain is described as stumbling on melodies by means he himself didn't fully understand. His widow, after his suicide, would state that Kurt had a lot of personal inner expletive deleted demons, a lot of frailties and physical ailments. Sanford would state in his biography, "He was a diffident, yet aggressive personality who struggled with demons that drove and tormented him." It's said that Cobain killed himself because the demonic entities stopped channeling lyrics through him. In a suicide note, he would write, "I haven't felt the excitement of listening to as well as creating music, along with really writing, 2 years now." Sanford has stated, in a suicide note, Cobain despaired that his muse had flown south. Jimi Hendrix believed he was possessed by demonic spirits. His girlfriend admitted it as well. His producer also stated that he believed he was possessed. Hendrix begged his girlfriend for help, and he felt that the voices in his head were tormenting him. Jimi Hendrix said in Life magazine, October 30, 1969, "I can explain everything better through music. You hypnotize people, and when you get people at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what we want to say. That's why the name Electric Church flashes in and out." Beyoncé confessed that is controlled by an external force. She calls the entity Sasha Fierce. She said it takes control of her when she comes on stage. It has been said that in one performance she was angry after a performance because Sasha Fierce threw a ring on her finger to the audience. Along with her new album, Beyoncé has presented her fans to a new alter ego named Sasha Fierce. The singer affirms that this new persona is the fun, more sexual and more aggressive side of her. This is, however, the general public version of the story. The esoteric meaning revealed by the symbols surrounding this new persona is much deeper. Sasha Fierce is a symbolic representation of an artist taken over by evil to obtain success. Beyoncé goes on to say, "I have someone else that takes over when it's time for me to work and when I'm on stage. This alter ego that I've created that kind of protects me and who I really am."
Sasha is my alter ego. And when people see me, sometimes I think that when they meet me and they speak with me, they're expecting Sasha. And, I'm really kind of shy, and not really shy, but more reserved, and nothing like Sasha. But I guess I wouldn't be very entertaining on the stage. So Sasha comes out, and she's fearless. You know, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me. And I knew that was going to be my coming out night for the BET Awards.
Jim Morrison himself believed he was a sort of a shaman and that spirits used him for his music. His producer Paul Rothschild said that the most pivotal part of his life is when this spirit entered him. This is all stated in the book Break On Through the Life and Death of Jim Morrison. At Venice Beach before he became famous, he said in that year there was an intense visitation of energy. I left school and went down to the beach to live. Slept on a roof, I met the spirit of music. An appearance of the devil on a Venice canal. Running, I saw Satan.
You're doing really well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost 10 years ago?
Katy Perry. I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about, you know, what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
Little Richard has testified that rock music is demonic. My true belief about rock and roll, and there have been a lot of phrases attributed to me over the years, is this: I believe this kind of music is demonic. A lot of the beats in music today are taken from voodoo, from the voodoo drums. If you study music and rhythms, like I have, you'll see that is true. I believe that kind of music is driving people from Christ. It is contagious. Little Richard, quoted by Charles White, The Life and Times of Little Richard, pages 197. I was directed and commanded by another power. The power of darkness, the power that a lot of people think exists. The power of the devil. Satan. Little Richard, quoted in The Life and Times of Little Richard, pages 205 and 206. Eminem said he sold his soul in his rap song Goodbye Hollywood. What about math? How come I was never good at that? It's like the boy in the bubble, who never could adapt. I'm trapped. If I could go back, I never would have rapped. I sold my soul to the devil. I'll never get it back. I just wanna leave this game with leveled head intact.
John Todd.
13 people that take orders only from the Rothschild Tribunal in London, which they claim they take their orders directly from Lucifer.
I was the manager of Zodiac Productions, which Zodiac Productions, the name's been changed since then. I'm not even sure what to call it now, but it's the largest music conglomerate in the world. It owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, Motown Records, owns almost all the concert booking agencies in the United States. And that's not even the name of the company that owns it. The name of the company that owns it is Brenner Enterprises, and Brenner Enterprises is owned by Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan's owned by Standard Oil, and Standard Oil's owned by the Lords of London. You can track it all back. You kind of get the idea after a while. But I was the managing president of Zodiac Productions. It's one of my jobs, being one of these 13 people. Thus, I got to know many of the people who produce music and sing the music and play the music that you play. Now, one of the closest friends that I got during that time that I obtained was a man named David Crosby, Crosby, Still, Nash & Young. I saw David the day before Christmas last year, talked with him. I got him away from this witch that he had with him. He started to go shopping. I was witnessing around to people I knew. We went off in this store and we started talking. I said, David, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. I said, I already know the answers, but I've been gone for 5 years. I'd like to know if certain things are still the way they were when I left. I said, now I have to explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. I said, now, I got to know something. What's the main reason for rock music? He said, come on, Lance, you know what the reason is. I said, please, David, I don't want to guess. Tell me what the main reason is. He says, the same as when you were in, so that we can place spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon. I'll explain what that means in a minute. I said, okay, one last thing. I've been hearing that you must be an initiated witch now to get a record contract. He said, that's right. He says, many of us that weren't total witches have to be witches now in order to produce music. Thank you. The master is a tape about as big as the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on and is placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and cassettes that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master's cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies behind locked doors up in the executive office. And it's placed on an altar sitting in the north of the room and a pentagram engraved in the floor. And 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually Regia or something like that, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. As I tell many Christian parents, you can go home and count your kids or yours too, and count how many demons at least are there. That's too hard for you to believe? I'm sorry. That's why they do it. Now listen to me. This is why rock music's addicting. Have you ever seen kids that got rid of their music? They go around like this. They can't wait to find a rock station somewhere and they sneak off just like getting a cigarette or a fix because it's addicting. That's why they can't give it up. The rest of the conversation was this. You can't cast a spell on a Christian, but you can get a Christian to cast a spell on themselves. If you give the permission for the spell to work, being a Christian won't block it. And rock music is not just a song. It is supernatural music that witches carefully designed by their spirit guides or familiar spirits in the form of spells. Now, although the devil's music's power is the music and God's music is the word, much of the songs are written in what we call witch language. To give you kind of an idea, you talk, many of you talk on a CB, unless you know what a smoky is, and a tin boy, and a front door and back door and rocking chair and these type of things, you don't know what you're talking about. Same with witches. When you're in the first or second level, you have to learn over 2,000 words that said by anybody else means something totally different than when you say them. Elton John has said he's never written a song or sung a song that wasn't in witch language. And I want to show you something. See how many of these kids in here will be honest and adults. How many remember and have heard at least several times a song called Hotel California? Somebody tell me what it meant. Quickly, somebody tell me what it meant. Huh? That's pretty close. But from the word, what did it mean? Well, that's more of a guess. See, most people can't tell you. That's why when people do drugs and they listen to songs in which language, they get some of the meaning. But most of the time, they can't tell you. Stop and think how many songs are out there that you really like, and you don't have any idea what the person was talking about. Beyond the Yellow Brick Road? How about The Destroyer? By anybody tell me what it's about. Kiss said in it, kids, tell your parents. They're talking about Helter Skelter. Beatles sung Helter Skelter in which language? Nobody knew what it meant. Manson did because he belongs to the process. Helter Skelter is a several thousand-year-old word. Most of the music is either about Helter Skelter or a place called the Night Winds, which is what Hotel California is about, and different doctrines of witchcraft. You listen to them, your parents let you listen to them, and they have no idea. Kids openly bragged how they were gaining control of people through their music because the people played their music. They told how they didn't form their own group. Their church, because they were ordained ministers of the Satanist church, placed them together. And that's how most of the music is done. David Crosby, when him and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young produced the record 2-Way Street, they ordered the principality of Medea to order demons of rebellion to go into the record, and everybody that heard it would be rebellious against law and order and government. And it was one of the reasons for the great upheaval in the 60s was that one album. And they take open credit for it.
Michael Jackson was heavily involved in the occult. He admitted he had a room full of mirrors so he could communicate with a spirit. Jackson said he would go to sleep for days with the aid of drugs so he can get songs from the spirits, or else the music of the spirits would be given to Prince. Jackson said, "I wake up from dreams and go, wow, put this down on paper. The whole thing is strange. You hear the words, everything is right there in front of your face. I feel that somewhere, someplace it's been done, and I'm just a courier bringing it into the world." Michael Jackson, Rolling Stone, February 17th, 1983.
How do you write a song? How do you write a song?
How do I write a song? Well, if I sat here and played some chords, whatever, and say, I'm going to write the best song I've ever written, nothing happens. Something in the heavens has to say, look, this is the time that this is going to be laid on you, and this is when I want you to have it. Now, I remember when I wrote Billie Jean, I was riding in my car down Ventura Boulevard. All I said to myself beforehand, I want to write a song with a great bass hook, you know, and I just let it go, really. And then several days later, you know, you know, the
whole thing. Where did that come from?
From above.
So, okay, you were singing the bass line. Sing that again, and then what happened? How did you get the other instrumentation and the composition? How did it work?
See, the thing is, artists seem to get in the way of the music. Get out of the way of the music. You know, don't write music. Let the music write itself.
Prince admitted he had two other people living inside him, really evil spirits, and that he changed his name to formerly known as Prince because he didn't know what the spirits wanted to call him. Rapper Jay-Z shown here wearing a shirt that is displaying Aleister Crowley's Do What Thy Will satanic motto. Even though Jay-Z denies being involved in the occult, Jay-Z has been caught several times with his hand in the Illuminati cookie jar. He named his record company Rockefeller Records, naming it after the infamous Illuminati family, the Rockefellers. Jay-Z even released a song paying homage to Lucifer, entitled Lucifer.
I sold my soul to the devil. I know it's a crappy deal. You just came with a few toys like a Happy Meal.
In one interview, Van Halen's David Lee Roth said, "I'm gonna abandon my spirit to them, which is exactly what I attempt to do. You work yourself up into that state and you fall into supplication of the demon gods." Guitarist Mick Mars of Motley Crue described this band as demonic. "That's what we are," in Heavy Metal Times, May 1983. Nikki Sixx, referring to their Shout at the Devil stage show, commented, "We have skulls, pentagrams, and all kinds of satanic symbols on stage. I've always flirted with the devil," in Circus Magazine, January 31, 1984. Griffey, the producer for Dr. Dre, said, "I was there when Dre said he sold his soul to the devil for $1 million. And I swear, the devil got a receipt for his ass." Rapper Lil Wayne doesn't seem to be hiding the fact that he is a Satanist in his video for Love Me featuring Future and Drake, a song in which Wayne says these hoes love me like Satan, basically saying that Satan loves him. The video is disturbing to say the least, complete with evil imagery including women bathing in blood. The video also features demonic-looking women locked up in cages. Some of the women even have reptilian-like forked tongues thanks to computer graphics. The flame from the lighter at the beginning of the video creates a silhouette of Baphomet. And a satanic music video wouldn't be complete without the all-seeing eye being symbolized by the covering of one eye. This model's eye is even being covered by a butterfly, the symbol for Monarch mind control programming. Miley Cyrus' dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, told GQ he is scared for his daughter's future in the spotlight. On February 15, 2011, Billy Ray Cyrus told GQ, "My family is under attack by Satan. I'm scared for my daughter Miley." Billy Ray didn't place all the blame on those currently in Miley's life. "There are also evil forces at work," he claimed. "Somewhere along this journey, both mine and Miley's faith has been shaken," he said. "It saddens me the most." His family, Billy Ray argued, is now being ruined by Satan. No doubt, he insisted. There's no doubt about it.
And, of course, Rihanna is in the building.
Hey, Angie.
I cannot believe it's been so long that we have done this.
You know, I am misunderstood a lot at times. My music, my image, people have their whole thing about me, whether it be me being a devil worshiper or whatever, besides them reading into my hand over my eye on my album cover.
Why is your hand over your eye?
Because I'm a devil worshiper. What are you talking about?
Kesha, she worships Satan in her song Dancing with the Devil. This shouldn't come as a surprise, though, because the pop star has posted pictures on her Facebook page of her wearing satanic pentagram earrings, and it's pretty obvious if you know anything about her. Nicki Minaj admits to being possessed by a demon spirit named Roman. Just when you thought the whole Illuminati demon possession by certain artists was a hoax, you may change your mind when you watch this confession from Nicki Minaj as she talks about the demon spirit that lives inside of her.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me, and he says the things that I don't want to say. He was born, just a few months ago. I think he was born out of rage. He was conceived in rage. So he bashes everyone. He threatens to beat people, and he's violent.
It must be nice to have, like, an ignorant loudmouth who you can just sort of blame every...
He wants to be blamed. I don't want to blame him. I ask him to leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
Satan even offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world if Jesus worshipped him, so surely he can offer people fame and fortune if you served him. Satan is using music to pull people away from God and to corrupt people's hearts and souls. Satan certainly has musical abilities. It is believed he was a minister of music in heaven before he got kicked out because iniquity was found in him. This can be found in Ezekiel 28:13.
Dave Mustaine is one of the gods of metal, a founding member of Metallica, and the founder and frontman for Megadeth. He says he has no doubt about the devil.
The greatest lie he's ever told was convincing people he doesn't exist. And you see people, they think that he's like red. He's got a goatee and a ponytail and stuff like that. He doesn't. He's very beautiful. He's an angel. Why would he look like some monster? He's capable of looking just like you. He could be in this room right now. We wouldn't know it.
That's a scary thought.
It's a very scary thought.
Mustaine is currently on tour in Europe with what's called the Big Four, his current and former bands, plus Anthrax and Slayer. Are people right when they say that heavy metal music is infused with the power of the devil?
In some cases, yes. But not in all cases, because you've got great heavy metal bands that believe in God and glorify Him. We pray every night before we go on stage.
That sounds great.
For a 50-year-old man, it feels pretty damn good.
He shows me a chord progression called the tritone, also known as the devil's interval.
The devil's tritone is made up of these three notes, and this note right here drops down one. So it goes. So listen to the difference. It just sounds evil, doesn't it?
It sounds darker.
Which is why the progression is used so frequently in death metal. Mustaine says he is a Christian now, but wasn't always.
My mom was a Jehovah's Witness. I was brought up as a witness, and I revolted into the witchcraft because I hated going out and knocking on people's doors.
Yes, witchcraft. As a teenager, Mustaine says, he cast two hexes. The first was on a bully who sucker-punched him.
From what I heard, he had a car accident. Something happened to part of his body that I had targeted in the hex, and that showed me that it was real.
The second was on a girl he was in a class with.
Everybody wanted her, including me, but she was so out of my batting average and just totally out of my league. And I did it, and the next day she was in my apartment.
You were convinced that these hexes, that you were spells that you were casting, worked.
I was, and I do believe in the dark side. Most people think that, you know, black magic and witchcraft and stuff like that isn't real or it doesn't work, and I know that it works.
Mustaine's fascination with the occult continued into his adulthood.
I was doing a lot of blood packs with people. This is before we found out about AIDS. It was real simple stuff where you cut your thumb and you rub it with somebody else and become blood brothers. I don't want to make a spiritual covenant and mixing my life with somebody else who I don't know who they are or how they are. The Bible said that blood is life.
And like so many people we have met, Mustaine believes that he opened the door to demonic forces, which had a profound impact on his life.
Was your abuse of alcohol related to the satanic influences that you'd been dabbling in?
I'll say this. Every time I drank, I did not always do activities that were satanic, but any time I had been doing anything that was satanic, I had been drinking.
So
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. There was a relationship there.
Absolutely.
There are some songs Mustaine will no longer sing. I am an Antichrist. Like Megadeth's cover of the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK. And he says he believes he's better for it.
I think that I'm more dangerous now that I've become a Christian than I ever was before when I was trying to go the opposite route, because I'm armed with the truth now.
We only have to look around us at the music industry and its rock, rap and pop stars to see how much of an influence Satan has on music and its corruption. It is most certainly one of the devil's strongest tools to corrupt the word of God and influence the lost away from godliness and to place strongholds on them via music. The signs and symbols are prevalent in music videos and in stage performances. Spiritual warfare is certainly going on. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a battle going on for your soul. The choice is either Jesus Christ or Satan. So should Christians listen to secular mainstream music? The answer is no. Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Everyone loves music. What is the first thing you do after you start your car? Turn on the radio. What is playing in the background at every store, restaurant, or theme park you visit? Music is also used to move emotions. In weight rooms you have heavy driving music, in sports arenas you have music that gets you excited, and during the holiday season you have Christmas music to get you into the spirit to spend money. I could go on and on. So how could so many people say music doesn't influence people? Ask a school full of kids how many watch MTV and you will instantly see a sea of hands rise. Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential TV networks of all time, stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you've got them. At MTV we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds, we own them." So, if Bob Pittman owns his viewers, you would think that he would care for them as a parent figure and want to see them succeed in life. Yet, try and name just three bands MTV endorses that promote good morals through their music on a consistent basis. You cannot. The sad fact is that Pittman's network has more influence over today's youth than most parents do. Kids act, talk, dress, carry the same attitudes, and aspire to be just like their favorite musicians. At Woodstock in 1999, 500 riot police had to stop the concert because of violence. 12 trailers and one stage were burned to the ground. Dozens of sexual assaults and rapes occurred. 44 people arrested. Hundreds of people were treated on site for minor injuries and 253 people were hospitalized for more serious wounds.
when the band Limp Bizkit took the stage, frontman and lead vocalist Fred Durst introduced a new song titled Break Stuff by stating, "It's time to let yourself go right now because there's no rules out there." The majority of the chaos took place right after he said those words and the band started to play. Now, it is against the law to rape and to destroy other people's property, yet a musician can defy the law and tell the audience, do what you want. People no longer obeyed the laws but rather the voices of those who played the music. Durst once told Entertainment Weekly, there are kids out there, they're gonna listen to every word I say. This Woodstock incident would suggest he is right. Take a look at what ages Dr. Richard Pellegrino was quoted as saying in the January 23, 1999 issue of Billboard magazine. Take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still cannot affect a person's state of mind the way one simple song can. You may need to ask yourself if you are under the influence. According to the book, Satanism in America, which is endorsed by the National Criminal Justice Task Force on Occult-Related Ritualistic Crimes, hardcore Satanism is the fastest-growing subculture among America's teens. Studies taken by the Georgia Police Academy revealed 90% of those involved in Satanism are teenagers. Television personality Geraldo Rivera, who explored the terrifying rise of Satanism, said, "It exists and it's flourishing. It is teenagers who are most likely to fall under the spell of Satanism. If you haven't done so yet, then there is no better time than now to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It is faith in Jesus Christ that is the only way to eternal salvation, and Satan knows that by destroying your faith, he will have your soul for all of eternity." Thank you for taking the time to watch this video. Please subscribe to the channel, and like us, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We need all the support we can get. Remember, Jesus saves. God bless.
Well, there you go. From their own words. The title of that YouTube, well put together, by Avenged Ministries, quote, "Sold out to Satan, : Illuminati-controlled musicians. Sold out to Satan, : Illuminati-controlled musicians is the video. And it's a keeper, because it's very well put together. It just, there you go. I mean, you know, and there's people could just want to deny it all they want, but it's not going to stop. Only one's going to stop is Jesus Christ. We got to take our country back. Only person is going to do that's Jesus Christ, and he's going to do that. He's going to bring the world back under his control, under a world government, but benevolent. It's called Armageddon and the millennium. You ever heard of it? That's who's going to take it back. No Ron Paul, no Republic this, that, and other militia, World War III, none of, I mean, nothing. No name, nothing. No individual, no army, no military, nothing, man. No revolution, all that, whatever it is. It's just distraction and preparation for the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls. At the end, Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, not the fake Sananda Manuel, Yeshua, Jeshua, Yahweh, all fake. But they are fallen angels, yes. Aliens, no. Ascended masters, no. They are fallen angels. The sons of God of the Old Testament are fallen angels. They're called many different names. The Great White Brotherhood, the Hierarchy, the Community, the Ascended Masters, aliens, dimensional beings, time travelers. Look at these split Elfudites, whatever they are. They're going to hell because they know the supernatural because that's what they are. They can manifest in human flesh. Excuse me. They can manifest in flesh. Based on a copper-based DNA pattern, not like iron oxide of a human flesh. It's what we are. They're copper-based DNA because they can change shape. They can maneuver the particles, molecules, protons, whatever tons you want to call it. They can maneuver it take the shape of UFOs, take the shape of dragons, take the shape of whatever that we can't even imagine. However, they do not have the extra dimensionality of God. They don't know what God's up to. They know where they're headed, but they don't know what God's going to do, what his time frame is, and God's in control. They're not. So they're trying to keep us distracted. Here's where spiritual warfare comes in. Now, tomorrow I'm going to do part two. I'm going to finish up and tell you exactly how they influence these singers. I mean, exactly how. And that'll be part, first part of it. I'm going to talk about my epiphany. Music in the Bible, how the Bible talks about music. Completion of the rock and roll influence. I'm going to talk about how they really do it. And I'm talking about then part one of the feminist movement in more detail for the 2 hours. Don't forget tomorrow at 12 to 2 o'clock, 12 to 2 on Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time, I'll be a guest on Spagnola Speaks on Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, well, we'll see where that goes. I really appreciate her asking me. She's got a very, very large audience that listens to her. Tomorrow we're going to talk about attack on the U.S. veteran. And then, of course, the second hour, phone calls come in. So we'll see how that goes. Then at 4 o'clock to 6, my regular broadcast will be part 2, which includes more information, more detail about the feminist movement, which will link itself up to many other areas. Changing Images of Man, I've got that book, edited it, and other programs that they've linked up to feminist movement, how they control us, or we allow them to control. And break it open tomorrow. And then tonight, 8 to 10, I'll be on I'll be on RevelationRadioNetwork.org from 8 to 10 tonight. And another network will have another kind of program. I'll let God lead me on this one, and here we go. Let y'all know, John Kirkler plays our programs and Bible studies up in HighPointRadio.net. That's www.HighPointRadio.net. And he is increasing his output, his program, his network is going to increase. He's focused on it to bring up more towers and get larger. His email is HighPointRadio@Yahoo.com, and he services New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Then we're played at KBLU Radio in the Colorado area by Blue Raven Network. We're played out there. Family, let's get with it. Get close to the Bible, the King James Bible, the only true word of God. And these preachers and rabbis and priests and popes, whatever, they're all going to be judged by God. If they're born again, they're going to heaven. If any of them's not born again, they're going to hell. It don't matter what they call themselves, whether they got their rabbi certificate, preacher certificate, or pope certificate in the Cracker Jacks box, it don't matter. If they're not born again, they're going to hell. It's real simple. You see? Well, don't you be there with them. You take Jesus Christ, his Savior. It's up to you. It's free will. And everything going on around us is to keep us off track, to keep us busy, fighting each other, and all kinds of different ways. And I'm just trying to point out some of the ways they do it. And it's all quantified. You can't imagine. People cannot imagine. These schools are corrupt. And it's a fact. It's not an opinion. That would be a fact, wouldn't it? Anyway, family, these are all true. Everything I give you, I'm giving you evidence for. Let me give you one more thing here. How about this? Can't get more exact than this. Here we go for about a few minutes here. Jack Black. Music Awards, National TV.
That's good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah.
In front of 20 million Americans.
I didn't.
I've been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and, of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now, listen. Since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants Pray to the Devil? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal, 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 metal. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
You see, when you watch that video, you see people in there doing it. You see other people extremely uncomfortable. But they're going through with emotions because they know where they got there with and how they got there. But you see in that video, very uncomfortable in certain areas, not wanting to hold hands, not wanting to show the horns and all that. Holy Spirit convicts people. That's the reality of this world. But those father follow Satan, and that's the other part of reality. And that goes up to your presidents, prime ministers, royal families, members of Congress, members of the legislation in Europe, in Australia. Every country in this world is under that control. And that's what we're talking about. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. And the lower level Freemasons are being lied to. They're waiting until they get them brainwashed, every degree. First, third degree, first, second, third degree are lied to. Albert Pike tells them to lie to the lower degrees. Get out of there. Renounce the blood oath. You're not under that oath when you renounce it. Ask for forgiveness of sins. Ask for forgiveness of taking that oath against God. All the good deeds in the world won't get you out of it. But renouncing getting out of there will. You won't be under that restraint anymore, even though you took an oath to God to lie. You're not under that oath any longer when you commit it to God and put it on the cross of Calvary. And then walk away. No matter what. Then you depend on God to get you through the retort on it, because they're going to come after you. Family, you won't spend a life in hell or in heaven. Eternity in hell or heaven. That's not a trick question. Y'all have a good night. I got to go. Went over just a tad bit. And family, know that Jesus Christ is coming back because he's already won. Y'all have a good night. And know that you're winning through Jesus. But you got to take Jesus as your Savior first. Don't wait around. I'll see you all tonight, 8 o'clock. And don't forget tomorrow at 12 o'clock for that guest appearance I got on. It's going to be interesting. So have a good night, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Or tonight if you're showing up for the RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Good night. Watchman Chronic, Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
God bless. Watchman for Jesus, signing off tonight.